Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
You know, there has been a coup d'etat taking place in America, and we as American citizens must do something about it. I'm Doug Hagman. Today is Wednesday, May 17th, 2023. Welcome to the Hagman Report, folks. Do me a favor. You know, I don't like that sentence, do me a solid. I really don't. I don't even know why I said that, but do me a favor.
Do me a liquid.
What's in between there? Never mind.
Do me coagulation.
Yeah, with some squalene on the side. There are a few things like kryptonite to Eric, okay? Such as, let me give you some examples. Yes, like scotch tape noise and
tape, man.
Tape, oh.
I hate tape.
Oh.
You touch me with that, I get goosebumps. It's weird.
The point
of throwing up.
Yeah, he's a weird dude, okay? He's okay, but he's just like, he's got some quirks. But I guess most geniuses do, and I rank him in that. No, folks, listen carefully at HagmanPI.com. Bookmark that website.
Do me a liquid.
Do me a solid. Do me a favor. Just please do this. Okay, so do a couple of things, because we have some plans, and the plans we will share by way of HagmanPI.com, and as well as this platform. So number one, bookmark HagmanPI.com. Number two, also subscribe to Rumble and follow us on Rumble. Why? It changes everything, the algorithms, and then our program gets recognized as a popular program. Now, we have people watching this that the numbers don't reflect, and listening to this on Global Star. But long story short, do that, and the message will get out quicker. This will end up in more devices, so please do that. Thirdly, Brighteon as well. Subscribe to Brighteon and follow us and give us a like, thumbs up, whatever, on all, both platforms. You can listen to us on Global Star. And, of course, all of the audio platforms are listed at HagmanPI.com, and please subscribe there as well. Again, this does make a difference with algorithms because, a couple of things, we are involved in a coup d'etat. We are being victimized by the 17. Now listen, okay, just follow me on this. The 17 intelligence agencies. You know the number 17 is an occult number. Occult number. Occult. I want to be clear in my diction. Yeah, okay. I thought Eric was going to say something. I was going to... Okay, so... 17. How many people signed that letter? How many intelligence community professionals signed that letter against Donald Trump? 51. Again, an occult number. I want you to understand something. What is the highest number in terms of the witches' spells? And this is something I learned from Russ Dizdar, okay? I had no clue until I was working with Russ, and we sat down and meeting after meeting after meeting. And then Craig Sawyer, and talking about the cartels and about the overlap between the satanic and the cartels, which would blow your mind. Not going to get into that today. Except just some things on the southern border. But the highest number for like a witch's spell is 3. So you have 17 intelligence agencies.
Can't count any higher?
Well, that's just the highest in, you know, three flip arounds or three spin arounds is the highest in witchcraft, in the real witchcraft, not the stuff you see on television. Okay. So 17 intelligence agencies, the highest magnitude, you know, kind of like supercharging a spell would be like three rotations, if you will. What is, Eric, quick, what do you think 3 times 17 is? Audience?
Is it 51?
51. How many signed that letter?
51.
There you go. You think there's something more going on here than just a practical battle or a battle in the natural? No, there's something in the spiritual, and we are being victimized by a coup d'état. All right, and to even explain that further, the Durham report exposes the scumbaggery, the lawless dictators, the communist ideologues. The corporate fascists, no, the corporate communists and their allies as corrupt collaborators. It is spelled out in the 300 pages. I was up with, my dog has surgery on Monday, okay? She's doing well. She's doing well. Lady, she's right here. She's actually wearing a Hagman PI t-shirt. Her shirt and some bandages. She had a lump removed from her chest and also from her mouth. But she's doing well. And then I think Friday she goes to get her drains out. But I've been caring for her, and she's been a shadow. Anyway, and by the way, speaking of that, you know one thing the doctor said why she's healing so well? Is Nupro, N-U-P-R-O. Folks, if you haven't done so already, do this. Go to Nupro.com. The link will be in the program description box at HagmanPI.com. Nupro. Nutritional supplements for your dog. I mean, I look, Lady eats better than I do, but she also takes the quality supplements. This boosts her immune system. And the doctor was surprised at her numbers in her blood for being almost 9 years old. It's hard to believe I had her that long. The doctor said, my goodness, fantastic stuff. All right. So anyway, and I brought this in and I said, look at this, look at the ingredients. And he looked at it and he said, this is wonderful. And, Nupro, Nupro.com. There it is on your screen. And do me a favor, order some for your furry friend and tell them Doug Hagman sent you.
Even now, for your ferret.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Or, you know, begrudgingly your cat or whatever. I'm a dog guy. So there you go. All right. So look, we've got evidence, actual evidence that the Obama regime colluded with Hillary Clinton.
No.
Oh, you just read the 300 page report. But when you do, take notes. Okay. Don't rely on other people's. Don't rely on other people. Oh, you can, if you want, you can rely on me, but I've got, that's in my office. I've got a notebook and it's half filled with notes. I should just transcribe the report, or rewrite the report. But, Hillary Clinton, Susan Rice. Remember that White House meeting at Obama's departure? We did everything right. Susan Rice memo to herself, email to herself. That started everything. So Obama was behind this. Hillary Clinton was behind this. So we're going to be getting into that. But first, I want to bring Randy Taylor on. I know, Randy, this was an extended introduction. I apologize, or extended monologue. I apologize for taking your time. But I want to thank you so much for joining me right now.
How are you doing, buddy?
Good.
Does Nupro work for humans?
You know,
it probably does.
I'll tell you something. It is. How can I put this? Almost human. I mean, there's a few things in here that are specific to animals. When I say specific, I mean
Doug just best takes for animals. Dry spoonfuls.
I could though, but this stuff's amazing. I'm going to send you some for Ranger.
All right on.
Okay. All right. So how are you today?
I'm doing well. I was mulling over that Durham report, and I just don't understand why the heads aren't rolling.
Well, we can report all day long, brother, and ain't no one going to be perp-walked.
Why? Nobody cares, and that just amazes me. I mean, when you look at the two of them, Trump and Clinton, Clinton by far is the criminal.
Oh, yes.
And they went and did some particular picking at Donald Trump, but also I heard that said that they knew that all of that was baloney.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yep.
All of it. It was absolute crap. And that, you know what, I understand Trump being upset, but we as a nation, Democrat and Republican, as a citizen of the United States, we should be in an uproar that they pissed away so much time in that presidency doing nothing. There's so many things in this world that could have been done during Trump's presidency. He was on the right track. He had the right ideas. And every time he would get busy doing something, they'd throw something else on for it to stumble on. And as a nation, we should be absolutely appalled. And I personally, if there was any way to do it, I'd say that Hillary Clinton needs to be indicted.
She needs to, yes, I 100% agree.
She needs to be indicted in front of a federal judge that hopefully that Trump put in there.
Well, you know, we as citizens, there is such a thing as citizens grand juries, okay? Getting people, getting law enforcement and others to pay attention to the Constitution is a whole nother matter. But I believe, in my view, that we as citizens should have the citizens grand juries and put them on trial, including Huma Abedin and others. And you know, if found guilty, then mete out the appropriate punishment. And you know what that is, folks. But Randy Taylor, let me get your take on this. I scoured many, many hours, and I mean hours, as I was sitting up with a lady, many hours of video about the Durham report. And this is one piece I found. I want to get your take on this. Now, this is lengthy. We'll stop it. If you want to stop in the middle to comment or at any time,
just run it and we'll take it from there.
All right. This is Devin Nunes. And I don't care what you think about Devin Nunes. I really don't care. Devin Nunes is talking about the report. He read the report, skimmed through it at least, and caught some high points. Plus, he was clued in by others because he used to be on the Foreign Affairs Committee. But here's Devin Nunes with Newsmax. Here it is right here.
Available at a moment's notice. You know, saying that the FBI launched the Russia collusion hoax with no proof, well, it's proof in my mind of how much our government has fallen. But also, here's another aspect of this that's being reported. Durham finds DOJ and the FBI failed to uphold its mission of strict fidelity to the law in the Trump-Russia probe. You know what I'm not hearing, Congressman? I'm not hearing about any consequences for their breaking the law. Are you?
No, and look, Chris, this is just breaking now, and you know it's over 300-page report. And you know, one of the things that we need to do is, and I need to do as somebody who worked on this for many years, is I need to go and read that report. And you know, so far it looks like there is it's brought a lot of clarity to some issues just in my first read of it. But you've asked this, you've focused in on the right thing, and that is, who's going to pay a price? And the answer is, no one's going to pay a price, but that was always the case. I think I had said this earlier this year, that the longer Durham was there, the better it was. Hopefully Durham could get as much as he could in this report. But here's the thing. At the end of the day, the Biden administration controls what Durham does. And, you know, until Durham speaks, it's you know, we're not going to know, you know, did he make these decisions or did someone pressure him? But it was always kind of a head scratcher when they brought these, okay, you know, brought these indictments that were.
Randy Taylor, and you can keep that up. Randy Taylor, Biden, his brains, okay, not Biden himself, because Biden's cognitively impaired, but the people around him made the decision as to what to do, right? I mean, this is DOJ falls under the executive branch in terms of the executive workings, not the difference in branches, but the executive workings. So what do you think about that?
I'm a little bit of a snow job. I mean, Biden's just going to do that. He's not, I don't even think he'll even discuss it. To be honest with you.
All right.
I nothing will come from this.
No.
There's just, we don't have the right people in the right places to even initiate a process that would end up in indictments. This Durham report is probably as far as this goes.
All right. Well, let's let this play out for a little longer, and then I'll get your take on the other side.
Where they into Washington, D.C., and really Durham put the FBI on and the DOJ on trial there. So I take this from my early just perusing of the report, and that is that the Department of Justice and the FBI are solely owned by the Democratic Party and their propaganda machine. And this Durham report ought to scare the living hell out of everyone, because think about this. It's only gotten worse since this time period. We're talking about 2016 Absolutely. And 2017 and 2018. This changed the course of human history. It changed the course of our elections. Remember, we had to sit through year after year after year of this nonsense of Trump and Republicans having something to do with Russia. Chris, even to this day, you have lunatics that say that every single day. So the Department of Justice, the FBI, congratulations, you scumbags. You have successfully poisoned the minds of millions of Americans.
That's my word.
While at the same time, you're going to have half of America, including myself, who doesn't trust anything the Department of Justice or the FBI have to say. That's what they've accomplished here.
Yeah, and also, again, they've taken away the rights of the people to determine who their leader is, and they did immense damage to the Trump agenda for its entire 4 years, which robbed the American people of fully realizing their expression at the ballot box, and the DOJ robbed our people, robbed our voters of that opportunity, and as I'm hearing you talk now, Congressman, nobody's going to pay a price for that, and it's sick and disgusting. The report.
Okay, you can cut that right there. The entire clip is 7 minutes, 19 seconds in length, but you get the idea. Watch the entire thing because it's worth it. But Randy Taylor, he said it all. No one's going to pay the price, right?
I can't see it happening. I don't even know how they would initiate it.
All right, one more for you. This is video number 5 in the show notes. Go to Hagman PI, open up today's episode, click on the title. It'll bring up all of the citations, assets, and videos, links to them, including his email, where you can send him love notes, hate notes, death threats, and the like.
it's an open machine. Just throw it in there.
I love the latest threats to Randy Taylor and this platform. And by the way, speaking of threats, the legal threats are hot and heavy because they are planning, the Department of Justice is planning another 1,000, 1,500 arrests, and we are on the that list of arrests. And the second, and also keep this in mind. This is something that we have taken steps to avoid, but last week, I don't know whether you heard about this, RT, but Bannon was swatted while he was on air.
Yeah, I believe I sent you an email within minutes of it happening.
Oh, you sent me that.
Yeah, it happened. He didn't even realize that it was happening
right
while he was on the air. He had no idea.
Yeah, he was saying, keep it down, guys, keep it down.
And he's taking that little clowning around out there in the lobby. Yeah. But no, there's something really serious happening at that point. We need to inform people about that too. I don't know if you have video on it or not.
No, I don't, but I'll tell you something.
That's serious business.
Several years ago, okay, I said the word SWAT in when I should have used felony stop, and I, you know, it was my mistake, and I paid a big price for it. But having said that, I think this platform, I think I was one of the first in a felony takedown situation that, you know, well, I'll stop there. Anyway, let's go to video number five, continuing on with the theme of the takedown of the Donald Trump administration, as well as the coup d'etat against America. Here's video five. This is really short. It's a minute 19. This is the inside man. Here it is.
Was this a seditious conspiracy against President Trump by senior government officials at the end of the Obama administration and beyond?
It was a seditious conspiracy, and the inside man was James Comey. This was cooked up by Brennan and Clapper and Susan Rice, and they left Comey to be a part of the Trump administration to erupt this Russia hoax lie. Now we will always think of 2016 to about 2019 as the Russia hoax era of American politics. And I took particular note at how Jim Comey was always asking, where's that FISA? Where's that warrant to do that spying that was approximate to the Trump campaign? This year, Chris, we're going to have to take a vote in the Congress to reauthorize the very authorities we saw weaponized in this Durham report. And I cannot imagine any Republican voting to reauthorize those authorities in this very form. We've got the pattern recognition here, though. That's the important thing. This is not just in the rear view for us. It's very much through the windshield.
Right.
You've got big government, big media, big tech, all in this conspiracy to try to reshape the nature of truth. And guess what? You saw the very features of that same conspiracy reemerge in the Hunter Biden laptop scandal. I believe that truth in this country should be a function of discovery. It shouldn't be something defined by the powerful.
All right. And before I hit you with, before I get your take on that, one more thing. Page one in the program notes, he mentioned the Hunter Biden laptop. That figured prominently in the election of 2020, and it was hidden by the media. It was downplayed. It was a lot. They lied about it in the, intelligence community lied about this. U.S. tax inspectors pulled from Hunter Biden probe. Think about this. Okay, the 87,000 new agents coming up, the new powers of the IRS, or I should say the expanded powers or expanded personnel with the powers of the IRS behind it. Now, taking the focus off of Hunter Biden, hey, I'm not even talking about Hunter, you know, sticking it to the Obama daughters, okay? With his meat stick, right? I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the crack stuff. I'm talking about selling out our country to China and to other places, using Ukraine as a laundromat. So all this combined, Randy Taylor, you got the floor.
They're not going to do a thing about it. They need to do something in Congress. We've got to get a better system of checks and balances. Until we change DOJ, that right now is just a viper's nest. Until that's cleaned out, I don't understand how it's even going to function. FBI, that used to be, you know, the American thing. You know, when you were a kid, you wanted to be an FBI agent. Now, anybody wants to be an FBI agent, I have to question where their brain's at. Doug, the FBI, even 20 years ago, wasn't this bad.
You know, you and I have dealt with
I have dealt with some great, great FBI agents and analysts for the FBI. Okay, I mean, I'm sure I'm lawyers for the FBI. Fantastic people. I would vouch for them. If they were still working today, I would still vouch for them because, trust me, before I got into any kind of relationship with these people, there was a lot of conversations. I asked a lot of questions because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to confide in someone that down the road would put a bullet in my head. You know what I'm saying? because what we were doing was pretty serious.
Yeah.
And the guys that I met, they're gone now. Of course they're gone now. But I couldn't even picture them working for this upper echelon of garbage that we have seen rolling through the FBI. They changed the titles on these guys, but it doesn't matter. The entire top tier is garbage. Bought and paid for.
But the bottom tier is too. I mean, you and I put our lives in the hands of some FBI agents.
But, well, I'll say the ones that I was dealing with were okay.
Right.
When they started getting a little weird, when because one of them was retiring and the other one was going into a different classification, doing something he always dreamt of doing. And when they tried to assign me with a new one, that relationship, after all those years, that relationship with him didn't last 2 months.
Yeah.
I didn't trust him. I was starting to get really weird things from DOJ. They started, basically trying to accuse me of being an Al-Qaeda member.
Tell people when you noticed that change. I think that's important. I think the time.
This change really started as soon as Obama took office.
Okay.
Because we started seeing people popping up in the DOJ. Now, when we say DOJ, that's a huge organization, folks.
Oh, yeah. Okay?
That's not 12 men sitting in an office outside the White House. This is a huge organization. And you have a lot of people work within the DOJ and work with them and within. You get a lot of DOD contractors, Department of Defense contractors, work with DOJ.
Yes.
And I worked with several Department of Defense DOD contractors, several. And I remember the one young lady called me up and she said, don't ever call here again. And she was on her cell phone. She was outside. She said, don't ever call here again. You're in danger. And I said, what the hell's going on? And she said, they said the new department head in her, whatever her section was, they said that there's no way that you could know this much about Al-Qaeda without being one of them. She said, you are in danger. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, and next thing you know, you're out shopping for a new SUV because yours happened to just kind of vaporize.
Yeah, my SUV, I kid you, Doug's not joking, caught on fire all by itself out in the middle of the driveway. And but divine intervention there, Doug, because normally we would park that right next to the house.
Yep.
For some reason that night, I parked out at the far edge of the driveway. So somebody was beating on my house, beating on my door at 2 o'clock in the morning. I've got sheriff's deputies strung out everywhere, a helicopter in the sky. And they'd say, sir, your car's on fire. And I went and looked around the corner and my SUV was blazing away.
Well,
it burnt so bad it melted into the concrete. Remember that, Doug?
I saw the pictures of that.
Yeah, the wheels and all were actually melted into the concrete.
I've seen a lot of car fires, but I've seen it melt into the asphalt, but not concrete.
This was concrete, and it went right into the concrete. It baffled the cops. It baffled. I brought the manufacturer out there. Anybody that looked at it just did not have an answer for it that was legit.
Well, it was around the same time that I lost my vehicle to when I pressed the key fob to lock the doors. I heard this, and then I looked back, and my car is engulfed in flames. You know,
yeah, I'm thinking,
it's like, wow. And my wife, who came to pick me up, could see it from like a mile away, the smoke plume. And
it's a lot of weird things were happening. And,
yeah.
And we're not at that time. Neither one of us were hard to find. We were pretty easy to find. We weren't underground. We ended up, I basically ended up going underground for a while. But when you can't tell the good guys from the bad guys.
There it is. That's okay. What I was kind of going. Yes.
And I called. I remember calling Doug and telling him, buddy, I can't tell the good guys from the bad guys anymore.
And I think that's
a terrifying place to be in when you're working undercover against Al-Qaeda. That's a really scary place to be.
Yep. Yep. And I think,
you know what I mean?
To a different extent, we're in the same place today. I mean, there are some whistleblowers that, you know, may or may not be missing, may or may not. We don't know. They could be in hiding themselves, but there's some danger to the people who are turning people over.
You know? Yeah, I mean, I've got friends in the intel community and all that. Honestly, I haven't heard from in a long time. Where I'm worried, I put feelers out, and you know, I've been looking for them and checking with everybody that I know, and the real patriots that worked for three letter establishments. And they're gone. They're just not. They're gone.
And then one gentleman, I'm very concerned about. I'd like to have proof of life with him. You and I can talk about that later. So
yes, and I don't want to become one of them.
No. And you know,
but at this point, you know, and the more we talk about the government, the more that they hate us. You know, and you know what. They may come looking one day, you know, and I can only do what we've done in the past. Be ready for them and outsmart them.
And I think, so we have this apparatus, this behemoth that has turned upon us, that you, me, and everybody listening and watching to this show, we've got to determine what we're going to do, because I think it's up to us.
Because exactly what you opened the show with, we've got all this information and nobody's doing anything about it.
Right.
And until we fix that exact problem that Doug's talking about right now, get that place cleaned out, start over, whatever we got to do, it's never going to work. It's never going to be right. There will never be true law and order in this country.
Well,
people, you got to understand that. You say, oh, I'm going to. You know, you take for granted if somebody wings a rock through your front window and they're out front yelling at you and screaming, you can pick up the phone and call the police. They will come. When you get to another level, you don't know who's going to show up. You know, we don't. You know, what is our calling the police? I wouldn't call the cops nowadays for me personally. I'll solve it myself. No, I'm not bullshitting.
No,
you know that.
You know what?
If I'm in a Walmart parking lot and somebody's tried to whack me, trust me, I ain't going to call the cops.
I wouldn't either.
Bank on it. Because something like that, they would automatically turn it over to somebody higher. And I know there's little check marks next to Doug's name and my name in the computers. I know that. I know that because I remember one time at my home, I accidentally left the driver's door open on my vehicle. I was tired. My hands were full. I went in, went to sleep, didn't think about it. About 2 in the morning, I mean, knocked on. I've got deputies down the street, deputies at my house, and a helicopter with spotlight on my house for an open door. So I went out and checked everything. It was fine.
That's normal, but, isn't it?
You know, yeah, that's really normal. but they were so, I was so glad they were there. I was so glad that somebody in my county knew something about me and it was taking extra measures to protect me.
But see, now what you said there, I think this is going to come down to a county by county or a geographical area by
grassroots.
Yes. And it's also going to depend too on you, the listener, the viewer, you know, what you've done. I mean, if you're on that list of people who are considered to be domestic violent extremists, DVEs, pursuant to the various memos that have come out. So I think we all have to take inventory, and this is up to you folks, but I think we have to take inventory of what we're going to do at such a time when necessary. Look, I want you to see this because I mentioned this earlier. This is Julie Kelly on Bannon. This is video 6 in the show notes. This is far beyond what is happening in the streets of Washington, D.C. Now, this is a long clip, but I'm not going to play the long clip. I'm up a minute or two of the opening, and then starting at 11 minutes into it, I want to play a little bit of that because it tells you, I think, what is going to happen next. This is, well, what's happening now, but what's going to happen next, and who...
Which is, and Doug's right, it's predictable.
Yes, exactly. And who the scumbag, at least the face of the scumbaggery, is at the epicenter of this. Okay, so we'll play video six, and then we'll pause it, skip it to 11:04, and then
Julie
play for a minute.
Julie Kelly's with us. MTG, I think, is going to call him by phone. Julie, walk us through what happened today, ma'am. You've been on this story since January 6th. Walk us through why today was so important and so dramatic.
It was very important because the House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer demanded an appearance by DCUS Attorney Matthew Graves. He is the Biden-appointed United States Attorney for the District of Columbia. He is handling the entire January 6th criminal prosecution. Now a caseload of over 1,000 defendants, as Marjorie said today, promises to double that caseload. Meanwhile, the city of D.C. has descended into violent chaos. He is ignoring prosecuting repeat offenders in the city as carjacking, gun crimes, homicide, you name it, carjackings, all of these crimes are skyrocketing. His attention, and he's unique in U.S. attorneys because he handles local and federal crimes, his attention from his office, his prosecutors, is almost solely dedicated to continuing to round up, arrest, and charge mostly misdemeanor offenses related to the four-hour disturbance at the Capitol on January 6th. So that is what...
Julie, hang on 1 second. I've got Congressman Green, and I want to come back to you to contextualize this, since you know in depth these outrageous charges that these guys are hunting down these 1,000 people for. Julie, let's step back for a second. Explain to our audience Matthew Graves and the abuses of Matthew Graves against January 6th when he's allowed
Remember
D.C.,
that name.
This beautiful, magnificent city, mm-hmm. to really become a crime-infested rat hole. Walk us through what he's actually done and where his focus has been and the abuse he's done on the J6 part, ma'am.
Well, he is bringing ridiculous charges against American citizens. A month or so after he took the reins of this office in November of 2021, he came up with seditious conspiracy charges against members of the Oath Keepers. That was January of 2022. He did that immediately so he could sort of tone down and placate the left, because there was criticism that no one had been charged with anything close to insurrection. So Matthew Graves takes over the office. Within 8 weeks, he hands down this Civil War era statute. The last time DOJ tried to bring seditious conspiracy charges against people in 2010 was laughed out of federal court by a Michigan judge. Not only did he bring seditious conspiracy charges against Oath Keepers, he did it in June of 2022 against members of the Proud Boys. Of course, he just got four convictions.
And advance it to 11:04, Randy Taylor. So now we've got Matthew Graves acting on behalf of the DOJ, filing seditious conspiracy charges against anyone who even apparently thought about going to D.C. in January. So we'll advance it to 11:04, let it play for like a minute, 10, and then on the other side, I want your take on this. Go ahead.
I want to ask about a specific January 6th defendant, a guy named Thomas Caldwell, decorated disabled Navy veteran, no criminal history, 70 years old, not charged with any violent crime on January 6th. In fact, he never entered the Capitol building. But you added a seditious conspiracy charge to his case after you took office, enhancing the charges that had already been filed against him. He was convicted ultimately of one obstruction count and one with tampering with evidence. He's 70 years old. You're seeking 14 years in prison. I guess my question is, doesn't that seem like a death sentence to Mr. Caldwell, who did not commit a crime of violence that day?
So I understand the desire to know more about the case. That's obviously an active ongoing investigation, and my ethical rules and department guidance preclude.
He was convicted. You're getting ready for sentencing. You can answer the question with regard to why you wanted to go to sentencing. It's not investigation. It's not ongoing. He's been convicted of two crimes. I need to know.
So
why?
I understand your desire to know. As you said in the predicate to your question, he is pending sentencing. It would be wholly inappropriate for me in a public forum to weigh in on why.
No,
I think
screw
that's
you. Enough. Screw you. This guy would get impeached. And Timmons and Armstrong, if you're in this audience and they're your representatives, you should be ashamed of this.
Mm-hmm.
Look right there. Send this guy, a Navy vet. A Navy vet served his country. Give him a 14-year for this. It's ridiculous. This is an obscenity. And trust me, when Trump comes back, DOJ, we're going to take a trenching tool to the FBI, to the American Gestapo, and we're going to take a trenching tool to the DOJ, and we're going to dig out guys like Graves if they're not already impeached and turfed out already. Julie Kelly.
All right, Julie Kelly, and you can hold off, and we'll hear from Randy Taylor on this.
Well, it sounds like Trump's coming back.
Sounds that way, doesn't it?
I'll tell you right now. He learned a lot of lessons the first time around. These people that stuck it to him, illegitimate, every bit of it was lies. That's the worst part. It'd be different if somebody charged him with something that was actually legit.
Right.
These were lies. Yep. And I would, if I was Trump, your life would be shit. Your life would be hell. I'm telling you, you'd rather have God mad at you. I would be, oh man, and with a vengeance. And here's the good part: they're all guilty.
Yeah.
If they lied about him, if they lied about him in any instance, anywhere, anytime, they are guilty. And certainly anything that they tried to charge him with, these people that lied about it with the impeachment and the whole nine yards, there's going to be a price to pay if Trump makes it back into office.
Well, if he makes it back in, I hope he doesn't bring Kushner back in, Ivanka back in. I hope that doesn't happen. Okay.
He needs to get the family members out.
He needs to get a lot of the, as Steve Quayle says, the people closest to you will do you. And they did.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He needs? He needs to hire us too.
Here we go.
And we'll work in the background. I don't need to be seen. That's fine. I'll work in the background. And let us keep an eye on his staff. Let us just do nothing but keep everybody in line and probe people. Probe and find out anyone that's trying to, work a coup against him.
That's the entirety of the left. Okay.
He needs solid people that cannot be turned, like yourself and myself. You can't turn us.
You
can come at me with anything you have. You're not going to turn me.
Right.
That's it.
Yep.
I can't be bought. I cannot be bought. That's been proven time and time again. I cannot be bought.
Not even for a pizza and a pitcher of beer. Nope.
I know Doug Hagman cannot be bought.
Nope.
You can't do it. And I'll tell you what, I would love to work for a Trump White House. I really would.
I would
absolutely love it.
Do you think, Randy Taylor, do you think in your heart of hearts that we are going to see an election in 2024, a free and fair election, or do you think that this is going to be a repeat of 2020?
Honestly. I don't know. If this is what I'm going to base it on. If it were just going to be a repeat of 2020, I don't think that Trump and DeSantis would pursue what they're doing.
Then what do they know that we don't?
That's what I'm saying. There's something in play. There's somehow Trump knows he's going to beat the election system this time, that even if they cheat, he's going to get around it. So there's something. I don't know.
Okay.
Because you would be any, if it was just going to be the same type of election, you'd be crazy to go back and do it again.
Right. Well, think about this. Biden in his basement, Zuckerberg, who on February 4th of 2004, who did not start Facebook. It was a life log, and then February 4th, it was a DARPA. It was a life log under DARPA through February 4th of 2004. Then it changed to Facebook by way of Zuckerberg, who happened to be in the right place at the right time. I don't know what he did to earn Facebook. And then Facebook put $500 million into the voting the things you put your ballots in, but right. ballot, you know, those boxes. Okay, that changed the course of history. Working so Facebook, Twitter as well at the time, and
Dominion.
Not allowed to say that. Oh boy, yeah, the machines, all of them. Yeah. So is that going to happen again? I guess my question is to you, will that happen again? Will we allow that to happen again, or will we burn down those or take a sledgehammer or a bulldozer?
I think because people got screwed last time that voted for Trump, they know damn good well he should have been in office. I think that you're going to find a lot of conservatives hanging really tight on voting night, and I think that the whole process is going to be observed far more tightly, far more diligently. That's what I think, because, you know, my Joe Sardin used to say, he used to always say, first one's on me, second one's on you.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so because I wouldn't see Trump wasting the time, the money, and the effort to do this if he even thought that he could get screwed again at the ballot, on the ballot. I think that there's something going to be in play that's going to help ensure the integrity of the voting better than it was last time. How good, I don't know. There are ways to secure it 100%. It would just take literally an act of Congress, I'll tell you who could do it county by county. The sheriff's department's good.
Yes.
The sheriff's department's good. They absolutely could. And what I would do if you commit any voting fraud, I would make the sentence so heavy, so hard that no one would want to do it.
Well,
I mean, not hard. I'm talking about, look at what they're doing to these people for January 6th.
Yes.
You know?
Good point.
You get a guy in. I mean, come on. That's far more serious. The voting process, the election process in the United States is far more serious than any one incident in the United States.
Okay. Now, we only have so much time left. So,
yes, sir.
Okay. So having said all of that, I want to show people, and you can react to this as well, and not as well, but especially, what you said earlier. I wouldn't call the police. I want to just play for people what is taking place in America today, okay? Mm-hmm. Specifically, one clip. Now, folks, if you have little children in the audience, cover their ears, ask them to leave. Last warning, there's some language here. But this is an important video clip. This happened in Milwaukee. It happened recently. And this is what you can expect, especially in blue cities. And the reason I'm playing this is because I'm making a point. I'll be making a point as two other clips and kind of wrap it with a bow here. But watch this. This will be video two in the show notes. No one's coming to help you. Here it is.
Get in the fucking field! What the fuck? Come in the street!
Come in the street!
What the fuck? Look at they're picking up
work weapons. Let me just narrate this. This is a woman who has a work truck. A group of young law students, apparently.
Hello, are you even there?
Scholars.
Yeah.
Busting up.
Are you gonna come help me?
25 minutes.
They're throwing shit at my car. They're destroying my car.
No fear. Randy Taylor, no fear.
I don't. There's some kids. They destroyed my fucking car. I've been called. She's picking up bigger stuff, and she's coming back. Please, she's coming with weapons, destroying my property, dude. She's going at my windshield. What the fuck is wrong with you? This is going to go on the news. And I'm going to show how the cops don't care about the good people. She is destroying my fucking car. Help me.
It's her livelihood. And by the way, help the cops me. Never arrived. Number one. And number two, the media never showed that. No one's coming to save you.
Nope. Nope. And it's just like you're seeing constant videos everywhere about gangs of black beating up white kids. Gangs of black kids beating up white kids. Listen, people, you got to learn how to fight. You've got to learn how to defend yourself. And anybody's watching this show, if you have children, please teach them how to defend themselves. Please, because what's going to happen, something's going to happen, and there's not going to be anybody there to help them. And you've got to build that into your children. This, you know, turning for the other cheek slap thing, forget it, okay?
Exactly.
We're in a world, I'm telling you, in Randy world, it's an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and I might take more.
And you have every right to, and I like that. That's kind of my theory or my philosophy as well.
I know that's your motto.
Okay, now, okay. I'll show you something else. This is now compliments of the Biden regime and the globalists and the scumbaggery. You won't see this on the news either. This is a little different ending than we saw here. But more importantly, this is educate. This is people know how to, or people who know what's happening, who have situational awareness. This is video number one in the show notes, a very short video. But watch this. Go ahead. This is a cartel member attempting to stop a vehicle. He recognized, the driver of this vehicle recognizes him. This is what you're going to have to be dealing with now and recognize that this is what brought over. Go ahead.
24/7, you need to be on your guard. A simple one. When you pull up and there's a train coming car starts stopping, make sure that you've got a full car length and a half in front of your vehicle.
Yes.
Because if the bad guys are going to grab you, that's the time to grab you when everybody's bumper to bumper. It's the middle of the night out in the middle of nowhere. It's just little things like that. Hey, attention. I teach my daughter. She'll be driving here in a few years. And when she's out with dad, dad's always teaching her.
Yep.
You do this, you do that, you do this, you don't do that. So that when it's time, I want her to have all those tools. Because you can outthink a bad guy if you do it right. I do it all my life. You can outthink a bad guy. But it's little things like that. Most people today are like,
or they're on their phones.
Right, on their phones. They wonder why they get carjacked. You know, they wonder why people smack them in the head and take their money. If you're up and about and you're paying attention, and you know what? I have found every single time when someone was getting ready to do something, I looked them dead in the eye, and they changed their mind.
I've been there, and I suggest that.
Yeah. Start with that. Yep. Be people. Wake up. Wake the hell up. Okay? Knock it off. This walking around being stupid and getting your ass kicked or letting your children get their asses kicked has got to stop.
We're not going to put up with this in subways. We're not going to put up with this on the streets. Nope. We're not going
to. And don't let them do it to somebody else either. No, do not let them do it to somebody else. You see somebody that's doing something to somebody on the subway, slam that son of a gun.
There you go.
Ask the person next to you, hey, let's do this. You know what I mean? Don't stand there and let victims suffer while you watch, and heaven forbid you're filming it.
Randy, we're out of time. I'm going to tell you this, folks. I'm going to tell you this. Randy Taylor and I have got a lot of things planned, and I want you to watch HagmanPI.com.
Yep.
Oh, wait a minute. My mistake. We got 5 minutes yet.
Yeah, we do. I was going to say. Well, listen, and folks, and what Doug's saying there is thank you for those of you that are supporting the show. Yeah. Okay. And if you're not supporting the show, I'm sure you have your reasons, but consider supporting the show. Every little bit helps. You think, well, my $3 or $4 or $5 isn't going to make a difference. Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah.
It absolutely makes a difference. And don't be afraid because by association, you know, that Doug and Randy, the FBI is watching all that. They can watch all they want if it's just an envelope coming in with a piece of paper and no return address. Okay, and it's stamped with, you know, Miami Beach. Good luck figuring out who sent it. At our end, we're thankful that you sent it. Okay, there's no reason. Your security is not ever in danger if you follow our directions, ever in danger here at the Hagman Report. And at the end of the day, we're not doing anything wrong.
And even if you send a check or whatever, our records are very, very well encrypted. It would take, according to somebody that, I know, a lot smarter than me, it would take like 810 years to unencrypt the encryption that we've got.
Being afraid is, don't even let that be a factor. Yeah. We've got that taken care of. It is covered at this end, okay? If you do it the way we tell you how to do it, then boom, no problem, okay? But everything that comes in here is reported, and Doug pays taxes on it and the whole nine yards. We've got a lot of things going on. We've got, you know, like fees for professionals, and we've had airplane tickets and things like that. We have things we need to do because we really got to get going on this grassroots thing, and there's a lot of sheriffs need to be visited and spoken to see where they stand and see if we can count on them, okay? We have our work cut out for us, so please, please support the show. Like I always say, I hope to God we're worth at least the price of a cup of coffee.
And I thank you for that. And I just want to let people know, on my end, I'm dealing with a Shatter Ops as well as other child rescue organizations. On Randy's end, he's dealing with more of the intelligence side on an international level, but focused on the U.S. So there's complementary but different things that we're doing. And we
all work together because we're striving for the same goal. And that's a free America, the way it was intended to be.
Exactly. So look, there are so many other news items in the last minute. Now I'm right, my program clock, I'm paying attention here. In the last minute, I'm going to give you that last minute, however you want to close, my friend.
I don't, when you see all this stuff on the news, first of all, don't let it get you down, okay? We're still in the fight. We don't go into a lot of details about what the fight is here. And we definitely stay away from like the subject of people that says, you know, there needs to be bloodshed. You know what? We're not going to sit here and talk about something like that on the air. That would be asinine. Absolutely asinine. And only an ass would suggest that. Okay. And please don't ever think that we're lying to you or anything. I got accused of that by some clown here recently. You know, you're just lying to us. You know what, dude? Change the channel.
Okay? Well, what?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. About what? Oh, it was because we don't say that the only way that we're going to win the nation back is through bloodshed. You know what? There are still, I know. And coming from a guy that we wouldn't even probably go with us if we were. But anyway,
Well, you've seen your share of bloodshed, and I'll tell you what, you don't want that.
And I don't, and people talk about it, a lot of times I have no idea what they're talking about.
No.
And that's not, you know, you don't really ever want it where you walk out the front door of your house and you have to duck or be on the lookout for bullets. You don't want that type of life, okay? Do it the way we're trying to do it here, okay? We're trying to do this successfully. And also the people in the militias that have emailed me, thank you. I will be in touch.
Yes.
Okay?
And I absolutely appreciate
and
that.
Please continue to touch bases with us. I need to know what's out there. Doug and I both need to know what is out there in the country. Please. We'll keep you secure. Bank on it.
We're out of time. God bless you, my friend. Thank you, Randy Taylor. Doug Hagman.
You too, brother.
See you later.